Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund, reminding you to never, ever shake a baby. Learn more at ctf4kids.org.
I'm Elisa Nelson. St. Louis County will be home to an additional 500 Boeing jobs. The aircraft manufacturer has announced that the support jobs will be moving from its Huntington Beach, California operation. Some Chamber of Commerce and University of Missouri officials are lobbying the legislature to help fund a proposed $8 million research facility expansion. Brian Houseworth reports.
Elisa, Missouri House Speaker Todd Richardson, State Senator-elect Kayla Broud, and a number of other state lawmakers from across the state were here in Columbia today to tour the University of Missouri Research Reactor, which was built in 1966. The Columbia Chamber of Commerce and the University of Missouri are requesting $8 million to fund expansion of the reactor. That expansion would add additional training classrooms and labs. It would also increase the number of specialized technical workforce available to support the reactor's ability to rapidly supply pharmaceutical companies and vendors. I did talk to the speaker about it. He said he is optimistic they can get the funding, but he wants to see the revenue estimates that we see in January 1st before he can commit. But he does support the concept. At the MU Research Reactor in Columbia, I'm Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
An audit of over 300 local governments show poor compliance with Missouri's Sunshine Law. Jason Taylor reports.
The state auditor's office sent requests for basic information such as the minutes of recent public meetings. Only 30% of the governing bodies fully complied with open records requirements, while 16% didn't respond at all. Auditor Nicole Galloway thinks the governments failed to observe rules for a variety of reasons.
Some are egregious, and you can tell through the audit process that it appears purposeful, that they have a disregard for the Sunshine Law. Some of these mistakes are smaller.
Galloway thinks the problem can be addressed through better training and stricter enforcement of the Sunshine Law. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
University of Missouri officials say the school has about $748 million in deferred maintenance. They disclosed that figure today during a visit by some state lawmakers, including House Speaker Todd Richardson. A University of Missouri fraternity cannot participate in campus activities for the next 5 years. Due to violations involving the university's code of conduct, the school has withdrawn recognition of Kappa Alpha. The fraternity has been investigated for recent reports of excessive alcohol at the fraternity. Kappa Alpha will also be prohibited from using campus facilities. Governor Nixon has ordered that U.S. and Missouri flags be flown at half-mast on Saturday to honor a fallen Missouri soldier. 27-year-old Sergeant First Class Matthew Llewellyn of Kirksville in Northeast Missouri died while serving in Jordan. He was a member of the U.S. Army Special Forces. His funeral is Saturday. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.